Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. A packed house greeted U.S. Senate candidate Russ Feingold at Wilson's Tea and Coffee in West Racine over the noon hour today, part of the Democrats' latest tour of all 72 Wisconsin counties in his effort to defeat Republican incumbent Ron Johnson in the November election.
Just say that when you have a crowd like this, 5 months before the election, it only means one thing. We're going to win.
Feingold said during his travels across the state, he's been listening to the people of the state about what's important to them.
I'll tell you one thing that's very clear. People are feeling pretty hit by the way they've been treated in the last few years. There has been nothing less than a hostile corporate takeover of the state of Wisconsin.
Feingold said after Democrats take control of the White House and the Senate, bills will be drafted to increase the minimum wage, create family leave, take care of the nation's veterans, and help seniors on Medicare. The Western Racine County Services Center building in Burlington was the setting for the latest listening session by County Executive Jonathan Delagrave, the same county-owned facility targeted for demolition by the end of 2017 or early in 2018, which now costs about $40,000 a year to operate and has some problems. Delagrave said the county and city are coordinating on a study of how to replace the building, including the Senior Center and UW Extension Office, while perhaps incorporating other services.
Right now, we are working on doing a plan together along with some other entities, the school district in particular. And that plan is to say, okay, what makes sense for a shared space? Number one, can we share common space? Does it make it more efficient to do so? And number two is that we need to also identify a location.
No one spoke against the plans to tear down the building in favor of new facilities. And from there, discussion moved to the Ridgewood Care Center and its possible sale. Delagrave explained the looming Ridgewood deficit, continued population decrease, Medicaid reimbursement problems, and the decision will be based on care, not money. Former University of Wisconsin Parkside Chancellor John Keating, who served from 1998 till 2008, passed away May 10th in Palm Springs, California due to complications of a rare leukemia. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
Current Parkside Chancellor Debbie Ford put out a statement that noted Jack Keating's legacy of creating strong relationships, said that he built a new level of student success, student opportunity, and community engagement at Parkside. Jack was proud to be a Ranger and a proud fan of Ranger athletics, according to Dr. Ford, adding, "The UW Parkside community is saddened by his passing, and we extend our deepest sympathy to his wife, Dr. Pam Keating, and the entire family." A funeral mass is scheduled for June the 25th in Keating's hometown of San Francisco. Another mass of Christian burial will be celebrated in Seattle. That's where he lived for more than 20 years. Meanwhile, donations can be made to Chancellor Jack Keating's scholarship for first-generation college-goers. Tom Carco, AM 1400, WRJN News.
A 5-year-old child was airlifted to a Milwaukee area hospital after being struck by a car outside a Kenosha school. The accident happened just after 2 o'clock at Curtis Strange School in Kenosha. Initial reports are the child ran into the street, was struck, and was briefly pinned beneath the vehicle. Flight for Life landed at Forest Park Elementary School to transport the child, who reportedly suffered broken bones. Kenosha Unified School District spokesperson Tanya Reuter said although the accident happened near a district school, the child was not a district student. The public will see a greater presence by Racine Police at North Beach for the next few months as more people take advantage of the weather, location, and activities, which also means the potential for personalities to clash. Bike patrols, officers on foot, and a mobile command center are just some of the moves being implemented. North Beach has had its share of isolated incidents in the past, most recently Memorial Day weekend, a video online showing a fight involving some young women. Lieutenant Al Day says the increased police presence is an extension of the summer patrol program. Mayor John Dickert says it's unfortunately just a few individuals causing problems that cannot and will not be tolerated. A man sought in connection with a reported counterfeiting incident at a Caledonia gas station last month was located today. The police department issued a crime alert for the suspect who allegedly tried to use a phony $20 bill at the Speedway on Douglas Avenue to purchase a prepaid debit card. An update this morning said the suspect became aware of various media reports and Facebook postings and turned himself in about 7:45 a.m. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.